Hi, I'm Dr. William Renner, and it's my pleasure to host this series of podcasts on evidence-based medicine with Dr. Alan Safdi. I'm the Emeritus Director of Radiology at the Ohio GI and Liver Institute. Dr. Alan Safdi is Chief Medical Officer of Quadrant Health, owned by Stanford University and the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Safdi served as Chairman of the Department of Nutrition and Gastroenterology at the Deaconess Hospital and Ohio GI Liver Institute, and has been elected President of the Ohio Gastroenterology Society. Dr. Safdi has been the primary investigator in more than 200 medical studies and co-investigator in more than 800
Dr.
studies.
Dr. Safdi, let's talk about second opinions. Should you feel guilty asking your doctor for a second opinion?
Absolutely not. I mean, people are hesitant to ask for second opinions. If it was your refrigerator that broke down and the first person didn't get it fixed to your liking, you wouldn't have any qualms about having somebody else come look at it. But in medicine, it's very strange. People feel guilty about getting second opinions. Often a different perspective is very valuable. When should you look for a second opinion is often, often there's multiple options. So we can approach a disease in a variety of different methods, and we give the patient these different options. To get a different perspective of the way to approach that disease is very reasonable, or that surgery is very reasonable. If there's uncertainty about a diagnosis or a specific treatment path, getting another opinion, sometimes a second opinion, sometimes even a third opinion is worthwhile. If you're sitting there with lack of improvement and you've been seeing the doctor for a while, it may not be the doctor's fault, but most good doctors, and Dr. Renner and I both have encouraged second opinions throughout our careers, if there was lack of improvement or if patients had any questions. And sometimes there's a person that may have more expertise in that particular field. I often refer people not only in the city, but well out of the city. The other thing, Bill, is it provides peace of mind for patients when they get a second opinion and know that the path they're on is very correct.
Yeah, as a physician, to be honest, I'm always happy when people ask for second opinions. It's always best to get some reinforcement, especially if you're dealing with a serious case, a complex case, or even a rare condition. And there's always some specialists somewhere that are specialized in that condition you're dealing with.
No, I think that's very reasonable, Bill. And, if you're going to get a second opinion, and you've decided, make sure you research who the second opinion. Hopefully your doctor will help you acquire a good second opinion. But go in there with all your records, your MRIs, your CT scans, any relevant notes that you have, after you schedule the consultation. Clarify your goals in your own mind of going in there. Write out your questions. I always tell people, write out their questions, have a scribe go with them or somebody go with them so they can take notes or the patient take notes. And you're eventually going to compare the recommendations with the second opinion, with your primary one. Tell the second opinion after they're done, what your other physician recommended. And don't feel guilty about this. One of the things, absolutely, this is your health. We don't get second chances with our health often. So make sure if you get a second opinion, you get as much information as you can out of it.
Yes, thank you, Alan. Be honest. Tell your doctor you're seeking a second opinion. Most will support it. Request your records and find the right specialist.
Couldn't agree more, Bill. Thank you very much.
Our next podcast is going to be, how do you look for a second opinion and how do you vet a new doctor?